daily praise should ascend from each of us to God, as the perfume of the daily sacrifice ascended in olden times. There must not be fewer sacrifices under the new dispensation than there were under the old. We are priests to offer unto God the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. This is a quote coming to you from the pulpit commentary. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 26, as found in Psalm 54:6, which says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Now, for the purpose of this broadcast, we are going to deal with the first part of that verse, which is, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. Now, take note how David started this verse off. He said, I will. He had a made up mind. He was resolved. He was determined to do this. He said, I will freely. The Hebrew word rendered there for freely is nadaba, nadaba. And it has several meanings to it. It means to do this, do something with willingness and spontaneousness, to do it of a free or willing and cheerful mind, to do it without constraint or compulsion, to do it with not with an ill will or pinchingly, but to do this with a willing mind and a liberal hand. Now, we're going to explain what David was talking about. I will freely. But that word nadaba, just to kind of help you in understanding, it falls into three categories. It means that you do something freely, willingly, spontaneously. It also means to do it liberally, plentifully, and lastly, to do it consistently, continuously. And we're talking about sacrificing here. So this is what David was saying, I will freely sacrifice. Now the treasury of David said this, the more we receive, the more we ought to render. Okay, so David said, he was resolved, he was determined, he had a made-up mind, I will freely, and then he added, sacrifice unto thee. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. Now, the form of worship here is a sacrifice, but it's not like we think of an animal sacrifice. Presenting how they did in the Old Testament an animal sacrifice before the Lord. This is talking about the sacrifice of praise. I will freely sacrifice praise, bring praise unto thee. And the spirit of his worship is found in the word freely. I will do it freely. Nadaba, freely, willingly, spontaneously. Listen to what the preacher's homiletic commentary said. Sacrifice and praise, gifts and songs are acceptable unto God and helpful to man only in the measure of their spontaneousness and heartiness. So what this quote is saying, that our praise is acceptable unto God and helpful to us in the measure of it being free, unconstrained, natural, and hearty, coming from the heart. David said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. Now, he wasn't talking about the legal sacrifice or the free will offering that the law directed, but this is an allusion to that. This is alluding to that free will offering that the law directed. But when he said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee, what David was saying is, I will bring a free will offering of my mouth. I'll bring a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving on account of, or as a result of, God's coming through, breakthrough in my life. He had prayed for help, salvation, and deliverance from God, and God intervened. So he said, I'm going to sacrifice, freely sacrifice unto thee. I'm going to bring the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. He was determined. He was resolved to offer this sacrifice. But once again, it wasn't by constraint, but it was willingly. It wasn't by force, but it was of a ready mind. It was freely done. It was brought by a free, uncommanded impulse. Now listen to what the Geneva Bible footnotes said here. They said, for hypocrites serve God out of fear or on conditions. Hypocrites serve God out of fear or on conditions. But David was saying, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. No conditions, not by force, not by constraint, but I'm bringing a willing offering to the Lord. Now this freely sacrifice is referring to the free will offering. And we want to look at some scriptures that mention that in the Old Testament. In Leviticus 7:16, we have a reference to it. It says, but if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, this is the peace offering, and it was called also the free will offering. It's the voluntary offering or the free will offering. And this was freely offered to God without any particular injunction or command from God, without any condition or obligation, and without any occasion. It was nadaba. Nadaba, that spontaneous free will gift given to God. Then we also have reference to the free will offering in Numbers 15:3, when it says, and will make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering or sacrifice in performing a vow or in a free will offering. Once again, this is that peace offering commonly offered freely. And this is what David was alluding to when he said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will bring nadaba, that free will offering. But we also go over to the Psalms, the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 108. And we find out the psalmist is coming closer to what David was referring to with his words when he said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. This kind of gives us a clearer picture of what David meant. The psalmist in Psalm 119, 108 said, accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord. Now the free will offerings, but he added that phrase, of my mouth. That qualifies it. We're talking about free will there. They're offering free will. It's coming from the heart of man's own accord. It's a prompting of the heart. But he added, of my mouth. And that qualified it. He's talking about the offering of his lips, the praises of his mouth. And once again, we have that nadaba, where there's no constraint, no compulsion, but it's spontaneous. It's a spontaneous expression of his gratitude. Matthew Henry said this, "The more there is of freeness and willingness in the service of God, the more pleasing it is to him." The psalmist said, "Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth." He was saying, "Accept the praise offerings of my mouth." He was calling that free will offering a praise offering. And we find another reference to this. David said in Psalm 50, verse 23, he said, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." Actually, God is speaking here. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." Offereth praise. You have the idea. He that sacrifices, he that presents the sacrifice of praise. God was saying, glorifies me. And what's implied here is the best sacrifice that you can bring to God is the sacrifice of praise. That God is saying here, rather than load my altar with sacrifices, animal sacrifices, I receive greater honor by you covering my altar with the sacrifice of praise. Listen to what the treasury of David said. "Praise is the best sacrifice, true, hearty, gracious thanksgiving from a renewed mind, not the lowing of bullocks bound to the altar, but the songs of redeemed men are the music which the ear of Jehovah delights in." So we see the psalmist said, "Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord." David said, "I will freely sacrifice unto thee." Then as we look further into the scriptures, we get a clearer understanding of what's being said here. We look to Hosea 14:2, and it continues that aspect of sacrifice when it said, "calves of our lips." But it's talking about praise offerings. Then Hebrews 1:14 mentions fruit of our lips. Once again, it's an offering, but it's of our lips. Of our lips. Let's look a little bit further into this. Hosea 14:2 says, "Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips." Calves, you see the metaphor there, talking about oxen. But then he qualifies the sacrifice by adding the phrase, "of our lips." Calves, so will we render the calves of our lips. What this signifies is it's talking about those praises which are to be in, instead of the sacrifice of calves and goats. It's implying gratitude and thankfulness to God and the glorifying of God. So will we render the calves of our lips. So will we render praise, which is better than calves laid on the altar. Instead of the sacrifice of calves, we're going to present the praises of our lips. Notice what the prophet said. He said, "Take with you words." Take with you words. And then they said, "And so will we render the calves of our lips." Now, when you're praising God, you know, a lot of times people want to just stand during a worship service. They don't want to sing. They just want to stand there. Now, I can understand there are times when you are quiet before the Lord, but you should enter in. God wants to hear your words. Now, it's not like God needs your words, but you need your words. Because as you sing the praises, the words, it stirs up your heart and your affections. And your words must not be empty when you come before the Lord. The biblical illustrator said, the yielding of praise to God is a wondrous, acceptable sacrifice. And then Matthew Henry said, praise and thanksgiving are our spiritual sacrifice, and if they come from an upright heart, shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock. So will we render the calves of our lips. What the prophet was saying is cover God's altar with the calves, not with the animal sacrifice, but the calves of your lips, the praises from your mouth. It represents symbolically the old sacrifice, but in a new form. Rendering, here you are, rendering ceaseless praise to God who has bestowed on you such priceless gifts. You're rendering or presenting a sacrifice that will please God better than an ox or a bullock. Now, not only must you bring your words, but those words have to be backed up with your heart. Listen to what the preacher's homiletic commentary said. Lip service without sincerity of heart is an abomination to God, but a holy life is a perpetual thank offering. The sacrifices of the law are abolished, but God's goodness lays us under deep obligation to praise Him. The penitent feels that he cannot praise too much, and resolves that the language of his lips and the fruit of his life shall be given to God. Then we go over to Hebrews 13:15, and here we have the reference to the fruit of our lips. I believe Paul wrote Hebrews, so I'm going to say Paul said in Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now notice how he started off this verse. By him, therefore, meaning by Jesus, that we cannot offer anything before God. We can enter the Holy of Holies without the blood of the Lamb. It's through the mediation of Jesus that we can even bring a sacrifice to God, an acceptable sacrifice. So by Jesus, through his mediation, Paul said, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And this is in allusion to the offering of first fruits under the law. Now notice he said, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It's not to be just done at a fixed season or on an occasion, like some kind of occasional exercise, but this is something that's to be done throughout your life. It's supposed to be an abiding disposition that you are continuously offering the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now, the Bible says we have an altar. We have an altar, and we are not to allow that altar to be neglected, deserted, or unused. We are to cover that altar with the sacrifice of our praise. The biblical illustrator said, praise is called a sacrifice because it is a very sacred thing. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. And it's talking about there, Paul was saying, continually bringing to God, not the fruits of the earth, but the fruit of your lips, continual praise springing from a thankful heart. And we can do this because in Revelation 1:6, it calls us kings and priests. The Word of God says, and has made us kings and priests. As Christians, we are priests offering spiritual sacrifices to God. In 1 Peter 2:9, Peter alluded to this. He said, you are a royal priesthood. And then in 1 Peter 2:5, once again, he said, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. We are priests unto God, and we offer up spiritual sacrifices, the sacrifice of praise unto God. Now, this sums it up. Psalm 69, verses 30 to 31. David said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that has horns and hoofs. Okay, so in this message today, we saw that David was resolved to freely sacrifice unto God. He said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. He was resolved to offer a voluntary offering, a free will offering, but it would be the free will offering of his mouth, a praise offering. And we saw in Hosea, they called it, the prophet called it the calves of your lips. Paul in Hebrews called it the fruit of your lips, the sacrifice of praise to God. Now let me ask you, do you understand your role as a Christian priest? Prayerfully, after listening to this message, you have a greater understanding. But I want to ask you, do you understand your role as a Christian priest? If so, I want to ask you this. Are you daily covering God's altar with your sacrifice of praise? Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that God would give you a greater understanding of your role as a Christian priest. In Jesus' name, amen.